Do you ever feel like you're surrounded by slimy, hinky marketers and hype and ugh? Well, you're not going to find any of that here. Definitely not with today's guest. Hello there, and welcome to Love People and Make Money. My name is Kelly McCuzzy. I am your host. This is episode number 24, and my guest coming up is Sarah Santa Croce. I love her name. I can't wait to dig into the conversation. Before I jump over there, though, I do want to thank you so much for the feedback to this last episode. Episode number 23 was a solo episode where I shared a little bit about my heart for my new project, Mindset Notes. If you haven't already signed up, go to mindsetnotes.com. Let's jump in and get to know Sarah. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm joined now by my special guest, Sarah Santa Croce from anxietyfreemarketing.com. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Kelly. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sarah, I want to let my audience hear from you. Who are you? What do you do?
Who am I? I'm the latest thing I have on my site on sarahsanacroce.com is I'm a hippie turned business coach. So that's a long story. We can go there if you want to. But yeah, I started my business in 2007 and started focusing on social media, and then eventually decided to focus in on only on LinkedIn. So that was my main focus, helping my clients get clients on LinkedIn for the, let's say, last 10 years. And now I'm kind of adding a new layer to myself. And that's the anxiety-free marketing stuff. I actually had this epiphany moment a while ago where I realized what my why is. And it has to do with bringing more empathy and kindness to the business world. And so I came up with this term, the gentle business revolution. And so that's, I think, what my next 10 or 20 years in business are going to be about. And the impact that I think I can have in the business world is via marketing and by bringing a new marketing approach to the business world, one that's gentler and kinder. And so, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Oh, I love it. A gentle business revolution sounds really nice. I do want to know more about the hippie. Why?
Okay.
Where's the hippie come? Where does that show up in your life?
All right. So I'll give you the whole story. So the hippie comes from my upbringing, my parents. I grew up in this community style living where my parents and about five families, or not all of them had kids, but five, partners bought a house together, a building with six apartments, and we each lived in our separate apartment, but we hung out together all the time. Like there was about, let's see, two, four, six, seven kids in the whole house, and so it almost felt like they were siblings to me as well. And you know, my parents hung out with the other parents. We organized parties. There was rules for the whole house, and I remember these meetings that they had. I can't remember if it was once a month or less often, but decisions were always made in common with other people. So for all these years that I was in business, I've kind of hid that story. It was kind of like embarrassing, you know, as the teenager, you try to hide everything that's different. And so I knew that something was different about me. I just wanted to kind of hide that part. And it's funny that I went into business, right, where that is not something you necessarily put out there. And like about 2 years ago, I realized, well, I actually need to tell this story because it's part of my values. And, you know, these community values like fairness and giving and sharing and all of that, that is part of me and part of how I do business as well. And that's where this gentleness comes in as well. So that's where this all comes from. And that's why the hippie turned business coach.
So I'm curious about, you're a proud introvert.
Mm-hmm.
You host the Introvert Biz Growth Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like as an introvert growing up in a household where there were so many people around?
Right. Yeah. You know, I think we still all had our place to, it's not like we lived in the same house or same, well, it was the same house, but it was each had their own apartment. So it never felt like I had to always be surrounded by people. My dad is a huge introvert as well. And so we always found ways to, you know, pull back and just be by ourselves again. I'm an INFJ, so I'm actually a feeling introvert. And so that means I like to be around people. I love being around people. It's just that eventually it gets too much and then I need time on my own to recharge. But I remember I loved the parties, loved the interaction, loved all that. It's just that every now and then I'm like, okay, oh, I'm tired. I need to go back to my room and recharge my batteries.
Yeah. When I visit your main site, sarahsantacroce.com, which I'll have links to everything in the show notes, everybody. You, as you mentioned before, you decided to focus on getting clients from LinkedIn for a season.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you leaned more into your why, you realized there was more that you wanted to create and be known for.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of value in coming out of the gate with a strong focus so that people can say, oh, Sarah, you can help me with this.
Right.
So looking back at the thread that you followed to get you where you are today, are you still glad you chose to focus where you did?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think it's funny because you're right. I went broad. I started out broad, then I went deep, and now I'm kind of like, okay, I want to kind of go broader again, but I don't regret going very niche with LinkedIn at all, because you're right. That's what brings people to me. And then when they come to me and they see my site and, you know, often they need, my clients need help with something specific, but then they stick around and they're like, oh, you could also help me with this, or vice versa. They start out with my anxiety-free marketing program and then they're like, oh yeah, I think LinkedIn is really the platform where I need to focus on. And then that's great because we can continue our work together. I think you don't have the same level of closeness to your clients if you're not going deep in one area at least once.
I completely agree. You know, I think I fell into that successfully and accidentally in the beginning because I started an internet radio show in 2003, which morphed the following year. Podcasting was invented, so it morphed into a podcast. And being an early player meant people came to me for help.
Right.
So I created a course and I did, you know, consulting and I actually helped people set up their podcasts. So I went really deep into podcasting and that's what got people to think of me as a coach consultant because of that dedicated expertise. Like they just knew, like, if I need something to do with podcasting, I need Kelly.
Right.
And for a while, that's what you wanted. You, when people thought, oh, how do I do this on LinkedIn? You wanted them to think of you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting, as entrepreneurs, we're always evolving and changing, right? Like the website, of course, now it needs an update again, because I want to talk more on my site also about the gentle business revolution and anxiety-free marketing, but I'm just kind of starting to get into that. So it needs another update again.
Do you do that sort of thing yourself, or do you turn to somebody for design assistance?
I have my web designer who helps me with the design. I think what's equally important is the branding reflection, actually. And I have my coach for that, and we kind of brainstorm. Eventually, it's still me who comes up with the wording, but she helps me brainstorm, because I think that's probably more important than design, as well, maybe just equally important, let's say. Yeah.
So what sort of things are you brainstorming with your coach? Is it your message?
Yeah, it's the message. You know, right now it says, hi, I'm Sarah, let's get you clients on LinkedIn. Where that's still valid, and I'm still going to continue helping my clients with LinkedIn, I want the message to be kind of wider and show that I'm not just about LinkedIn anymore, so that they understand if they come from, for anxiety-free marketing, and they get to my site and it talks only about LinkedIn, they'll be confused. So I need to kind of bring the two together and really position myself more as someone who has a message and a method.
Nice. So let's talk about anxiety-free marketing.
Mm-hmm.
How are you designing this in order to create the gentle business revolution that you're looking for?
Right. So this comes from a personal frustration, but then also feedback from my clients and just kind of my community, a tiredness of this online marketing world, of the kind of this hype marketing, using lack, using too much fear of missing out, and just kind of this non-gentleness in marketing. And since I've kind of been surrounded in this online world, I felt like I've been wearing a mask for this many years. I felt like I had to market my business in the way that everybody else does. If I felt like I had to, there was all these shoulds. I should be doing this. I should be selling on webinars. I should use these buttons that, have urgency, and all these messages from these marketing gurus, where I felt like, oh, that's how it's done if you want to be successful. And I started doing a lot of inner work and self development, personal development. And I realized, well, that's just no longer working for me. And I'm going to come up with a different way. Because if it's not working for me, I know that it's not working for other conscious, heart-centered entrepreneurs. And that doesn't mean that we cannot be successful. So that's where the idea came from, the gentle business revolution. And anxiety-free marketing then is exactly what it says. It's like, let's market our business without anxiety. And let's also not experience anxiety when we, see what else is going on in this online marketing world, and kind of start changing that, changing that approach, and really creating this paradigm shift where marketing does not mean manipulation. I think that's what it really is. And so the program is a balance between inner work, so going within ourselves and looking at our values and our personal traits and who we are and what's important to us as the entrepreneur, what kind of difference do we want to make, and then the outer work, which is you know, what I've been doing in the past 10 years. Choosing your or finding out about your ideal client and then, you know, picking a price and the traditional marketing stuff. But it's a mix of both so that we have a mix of this yin and yang energy, really.
I like it. I especially love, I'm looking at the website, anxietyfreemarketing.com. Mm-hmm. You have a couple of graphics,
right,
that represent the difference between traditional marketing and anxiety-free marketing. You guys got to go take a look at that. I had this great conversation just yesterday, Sarah, with a gal who has what I think is a fantastic offer for my community, mm-hmm. but she has it packaged with all this hypey language.
Right.
In particular, using the word guarantee a lot.
Yeah.
And so I offered her some feedback to say, if you simply offered it as this is what we do, and if you'd love to tap into that, here's my offer. Versus, this is what we do, and we guarantee this, and we guarantee that, and you're going to make money, and then, I'm like, mm-hmm. you layer on all this hype, and my people just shrink back and go, ooh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I feel like the minute you add the word guarantee in that kind of a format where you guarantee results or guarantee money, mm-hmm. my community just rolls their eyes and says, that's a scam.
They can see through it. I think we have 10 years, 15 years, especially your community, you started out even earlier. They know that this is just, hype. This is just language that's being used to make promises that they can then not keep, right?
Yeah.
Because we know that we cannot, I clearly don't guarantee my clients that I can get them clients within the 12 weeks that we work together. How could I? Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not promises that you can keep. And then if you're doing that, then you're acting out of integrity because you're not able to keep your word. And that just no longer works, I think, and people can see through it.
I agree. Mm. And I was taking a risk and a stand to share this feedback because I feel like I said, this person has a great opportunity for my community.
Right.
And if it could be communicated in a way that was more truthful and natural, it would be received really well. So right. I wonder, the thing is that the reason people use those hypey techniques is that it works in certain formats and neighborhoods. Like if when you're looking at my industry of making money online, building a business around affiliate marketing or selling information, there are new people coming in into the neighborhood every day who know nothing. They're babes in the woods. And so when you present them a hype-filled guarantee, they just go, oh, thank you. Yes, sign me up. Because they don't know any better yet. They haven't been exposed mm-hmm. to how there's usually nothing to back up all that hype.
Yeah.
So the problem is that it does work for some people in some instances. Mm-hmm. And then even when someone has been around for a while, they're like, well, but it works. How can you argue with what works?
Right. Yeah. I think it just depends. And you know, to this gal who used those this word guarantee, I'm not blaming her because most likely she saw that somewhere else and she's mm-hmm. like, oh, this is what works, so let me use that. And I think that is partly the problem, is that it's what we refer to as bro marketing, right? There's these gurus who teach us these methods that, you know, they're saying this is what works. Here's a list of words that create lack and scarcity and fear of missing out. And I no longer want to be associated with those techniques, because then I'm not doing my job of making the world a better place. There's enough anxiety out there already without us having to add anxiety to marketing. Even if it works.
Even if it works. Totally agree. I'm thinking about a situation, you know, of course, you know, Nicole Dean, my partner over at Beachpreneurs.
Yes.
You know, we are just a few weeks out from having had our last beach camp event on Daytona Beach.
Right.
And the thing about FOMO, fear of missing out, is that it doesn't have to be manufactured if you have actually created something that people don't want to miss.
Exactly. Yes. I know. Yeah.
You don't have to manipulate it. It'll just happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anxietyfreemarketing.com, that's where you'd like them to go learn more about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have a look at the, maybe we can just talk about the graphics real quick, because I'm a proud mama, because my son, Simon, actually designed that mandala, because I looked at the traditional marketing model and it just came to me that this anxiety-free marketing needs to be designed in the form of a mandala, because a mandala means wholeness, being whole, and like peeling back the layers to get to our center. So in the middle, we are, it's us as the entrepreneur, and then all the different piece, passion, personal power, people, product, pricing, promotion, and partnership are the essential parts of this anxiety-free marketing. So yeah, I'm using this mandala kind of to represent this new way of marketing.
That's beautiful.
Thank
you. You did such a great job. Congratulations on your creative son.
Thank you. Yeah, I will tell him. He's kind of embarrassed now that I keep talking about it.
So guys, go check it out, anxietyfreemarketing.com. Sarah, thanks for making time to talk with me this morning. I do want to make sure people know again about your podcast.
Yes.
The
Introvert Biz Girls podcast.
Yes.
Your show, we recorded it. I'm sure it's coming up anytime soon. So we haven't published it yet, but maybe by the time this one publishes, it'll be online. So definitely go check it out.
You've got over 75 episodes over there. Right. You guys are going to recognize some friends. Cindy Bedar is episode number 70. Mm-hmm. She was recently here on Love People and Make Money. And Sarah, you're not in America. I forgot to have you share, like, where do you live?
Yeah, I'm based in Switzerland, where I was born and raised. So yeah, we have a kind of a cultural difference, but I work a lot with people in the States, East Coast, West Coast, and people from all over Europe as well. So I appreciate a lot the different cultures. I can't travel that much right now because I still have two school kids, but it almost feels like I'm traveling because I get to talk to people from all over the world. So it's beautiful.
Hopefully at some point we'll generate enough natural FOMO that you'll get over here for Beachpreneurs.
I know. Exactly. No, it's on my list. So eventually it will happen. Awesome. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
And for that, wrapping up this episode number 24 of Love People and Make Money. Come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for Sarah Santa Croce. You'll find links to her Introvert Biz Growth podcast and the Anxiety-Free Marketing Project that we talked about today. You'll also find other great podcasts to listen to, blogs to read, cool resources to access. Come get to know me better. And I'd love to get to know you. If you or someone you know would make a great guest here on the podcast, would you tell them to come on over to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com/volunteer? Will lead to a simple web form where you can express interest in being a guest blogger, a podcast guest, or maybe do a joint venture, maybe a webinar. You never know. I'm always looking for opportunities. Thanks and have a great week.